Papa Bear Goes to Work in Another City by Zhi Yuan Chen, Heying Books. Papa Bear is going to work in another city for 6 months. This will be the longest he's ever been away from his family. For Brother Bear, Sister Bear, and Little Bear, this will be the longest they've been without Papa Bear. Papa Bear and Mama Bear talked it over. What could they do to keep Brother Bear, Sister Bear, and Little Bear from missing and looking for Papa Bear every day? The day Papa Bear was to go to work in another city, he got up extra early. He placed a picture of him and Brother Bear by Brother Bear's bed. Whenever Brother Bear missed Papa Bear, he could look at Papa Bear's picture. He put a letter by Sister Bear's bed. Whenever Sister Bear missed hearing Papa Bear's voice, she could read his letter. Papa Bear placed a hat on the chair next to Little Bear's bed. Whenever Little Bear missed playing with Papa Bear, he could put on Papa Bear's hat, and it would be just like Papa Bear was at home. Before leaving, Papa Bear said to Mama Bear,
"Don't worry, I'll be back in 6 months."
Papa Bear sat on the plane for a long, long time on his way to the other city. The first day Papa Bear was away from home, Little Bear put on Papa Bear's hat and walked around the house just like Papa Bear. Everyone laughed and laughed. At night, Brother Bear lay on his bed and looked at the picture of him and Papa Bear. He thought about what a fun day they had. Sister Bear happily read the letter Papa Bear wrote for her. Little Bear put on Papa Bear's hat and drifted off into a peaceful sleep. Mama Bear gazed out the window at the moon. She thought of Papa Bear living in another city and hoped everything was all right. At his job in the other city, Papa Bear had lots of work to do. Papa Bear didn't know anyone at work. He ate alone in the staff cafeteria. After work, Papa Bear returned alone to the staff dormitory. Papa Bear turned on the light. He looked at the small dark room. He sat down tiredly on the bed and felt a little lonely. He missed Mama Bear, Brother Bear, Sister Bear, and Little Bear. When he was going through his suitcase, he discovered something inside. It was a gift box. On it was written, "For Papa working in another city." Papa Bear opened the gift box. Inside was Brother Bear's toy plane, Sister Bear's lucky clover pin she'd made herself, and Little Bear's baseball mitt. There was also a drawing of Papa Bear, Mama Bear, Brother Bear, Sister Bear, and Little Bear. Papa Bear happily wore the lucky clover pin. He hung the toy plane right where he could see it. He even put on the baseball mitt and began bouncing a ball off the wall. With Brother Bear's toy plane, Sister Bear's lucky clover pin, Little Bear's baseball mitt, and Mama Bear's love to keep him company, Papa Bear wasn't even a little bit lonely. He looked at the sky outside and said, smiling,
"Tomorrow's gonna be a beautiful day."
6 months later, Papa Bear returned home.